بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. امام مهدی علیه السلام is the essence of حج. ولایت is the essence of حج. Between حج, this action of worship and servitude, and امام مهدی علیه السلام, there is a very deep link. In this presentation we will explore the first and the last links between حج and ولایت, between the Kaaba and Imamat, the bond of that land with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Hajj is one of the greatest of Islam's doctrines, the mightiest of his signs, the best of actions to seek his nearness. It is the firm base, the strong rope which has been the inheritance of the angels and the prophets. Therein is the tree of Tuba of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in Mount Sina at Mecca. It is in this land that his son Ismail is duty bound to a mighty duty to invite all to this hub of light, to associate with walaya, to have their deeds accepted, to achieve perfection and to quench the thirsty souls. Hajj, although it seems just one worship, but it comprises of many worships. There is no worship like Hajj, and its price is the paradise. Therefore, if someone invests his life to perform one Hajj and is unaware of its essence, his Hajj is worthless and has no value. Therefore, Hajj without walaya and tawaf without imama, being present in Arafat without ma'rifah, sacrificing in Mina without giving a sacrifice to the noble cause of the wali of time, stoning in Jamarat without ousting the evil qualities from us, is against the path of the Imam alayhi salam. Sa'i between Safa and Marwa without moving within the path of friendship and goodness, and not striving towards the obedience of the Imam alayhi salam, is of no use. The simplest and the most rewarding action in this entire journey is a look at the holy Kaaba. The strong fort of Tawheed is conditioned with walaya, which will find us salvation. A look compatible with walaya and with ma'rifah of the holy Kaaba will be a means of forgiveness of sins and elevation to higher ranks. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "One who looks at the Kaaba with ma'rifah and knew our right and our sanctity is like one who knows its right and sanctity. Allah will forgive his sins and will suffice him from the grief of the world and the hereafter." In other words, Kaaba and its sanctity, Zamzam and its honor, Safa Marwa and its purity, the sacrifice and its taqwa, the stoning at the Jamarat and ousting the shaitan, Arafat and its sincere supplications, the Haram with every blessing therein, is in the light of walaya and the imamat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. If Kaaba with all its beauty is glorified, you will find that the soul of its actions and teachings is knowing and recognizing the walaya and the imama and obedience towards them. When the qualities of Imam Ali alayhi salam were mentioned and a few thought themselves to be superior, the Almighty mentioning his superiority reveals the highest qualities of the believers and the warriors as such. أَجْعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Do you make the giving of drink to pilgrims or the maintenance of the sacred mosque equal to the pious service of those who believe in Allah and the last day and strive with might and main in the cause of Allah? They are not comparable in the sight of Allah, and Allah guides not those who do wrong. Therefore the Hajis must know that Hajj has secrets, and one of them is to align one's thoughts and actions with the Imam alayhi salam, so that they perform a perfect Hajj which elevates their soul. It is not as such that one who has availed and travelled without any ma'rifah has performed a perfect Hajj. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam to Shibli, who was unaware of the secrets of Hajj, said, "You've neither been to Miqat nor have you worn the Ihram." In this report, Imam alayhi salam negates a perfect Hajj, not a correct Hajj. He has performed his duty and does not need to repeat, but he has not achieved perfection. His soul has not elevated. Therefore, the rhythm, the intention of this blessed trip and to that noble house is Wilayat. The Haji, in every stop, in every moment of this trip, in particular by the Kaaba and specially in Tawaf, feels the essence and fragrance of Imamat and Wilaya. A few examples of this bond are being mentioned. Imamat and the foundation of Kaaba. This foundation of Tawheed was renovated and built, and after seeing numerous painstaking efforts which were all directed in establishing Hajj, did its builder, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, arrive at the lofty rank of Imamat. The Almighty says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And remember that Abraham was tried by his Lord with certain commands, which he fulfilled. He said, "I will make you an imam to the nations." Kaaba was renovated by Prophet Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman, the friend of the merciful God. The Hajj coins were minted in his name, and this ritual was named as the Hajj of Ibrahim. That is why the Imam of Age alayhi salam, when he returns, will stand by the Kaaba, will claim, "Whosoever wants to talk about Ibrahim, talk to me, as I am the nearest to him among the mankind." Imam's birth is in Kaaba. The only birth in Kaaba was of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This too reveals the sanctity of this pure house. One who circles around this house, directs his prayers towards it, performs his actions facing it, respects and glorifies and must admit the sanctity of this house and the birth of the Imamat therein. Imam purifies the Kaaba. One of the other aspects of this center of Tawheed was it being purified from all idols. It was the Imam who stood on the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and destroyed all the idols present in Kaaba. Allama Amini, the author of this noble book Al-Ghadir, reports this incident from more than 40 Sunni sources. Imam is the propagator of Hajj. In the 9th year after Hijrah, before the season of Hajj, and when the first verses of Suratul Bara'at were revealed, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave the verses to Abu Bakr to recite the ayat during the Hajj season. He later gave them to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali delivered a sermon and recited the glorious verses. It was Imamat that invited the mankind to the Hajj of Ibrahim. The final Hajj and Wilaya. The most significant effect of this bond between Hajj and Wilayat is evident in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is instructed to deliver his final message to the worlds, the message of his immediate succession by Imamat of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had delivered every rule and every command except for Hajj and Wilaya. Jibreel alayhi salam came to the apostle. He said, Allah has conveyed his salam and has said, I never killed any prophet but that they had perfected my religion and had emphasized on my argument. From your religion, two commandments are yet to be delivered, Hajj and Wilaya, the succession after you. I have not neglected my land without my argument, and I will never neglect it. The Almighty has commanded you to inform the Hajj to your nation, and you perform it. From among the people of Medina, its outskirts, and the Arabs who can perform Hajj must join you. Teach them the Hajj as you taught them their prayers, zakat, and fasts. The Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sets off to perform his final Hajj, and as he had instructed the prayers, saying, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you see me pray. He likewise said, Khudu anni manasikakum, learn your manasik from me. But is hesitant to deliver the second message due to the conspiracies and violations of the enemies, the opponents of Islam. Upon this, the trusted Jibreel alayhi salam brings forth a message from the Almighty Allah, says, Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al fama balaghta risalata, wallahu ya'simuka min an-nas. O messenger, proclaim the message which has been sent to you from your Lord. If you do not, you would not have fulfilled and proclaimed his mission, and God will defend you from men who mean mischief. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made the people congregate in Ghadir Khum and informed the mankind of his immediate successor and said, Man kuntu mawla fahadha aliyun mawla, whosoever's master I am, this Ali is his master. Upon this, the Almighty, through the trusted Jibreel, revealed, Al-yawm ya'isa alladhina kafaru min deenikum, fala takhshawhum wakhshawun. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion. Yet fear them not, but fear me. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Based upon this, it is upon the Haji. In addition to the obligations, he must ponder into the secrets of Hajj. Hajj is a step towards Wilaya, without which Hajj is worthless. With this, the secret, why should the tawaf be between Kaaba and the Maqam, and why must one pray behind the maqam is understood. Tawaf is worthy when it is between Tawheed and Imamat. Likewise, we are instructed not to stand before the maqam, as moving ahead of the Imam is deviation too. Offering prayers in front of the grave of the Imam is haram. Arafat and the Ma'rifah of Walaya. The day of Arafat, the cradle of du'as, munajat, whispering, supplicating to the Almighty Allah. The land of tears and du'a to further increase our affiliation with Walaya. The teaching of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. They are rich in this aspect. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Sahifa Sajjadiyya says, Allahumma innaka ayyadta deenaka fi kulli awanin bi'imamin aqamtahu alaman li'ibadik. O God, surely you have confirmed your religion in all times with an imam whom you have set up as a guidepost to your servants and a lighthouse in your lands. After his cord has been joined to your cord, you have appointed him the means to your good pleasure, made obeying him obligatory. Knowing the walayat of Imam al-Asr saves man from the life of ignorance and helps his hajj not being the hajj of ignorance. One who does not know the Imam of time, in addition to a death of ignorance, his life too will be a life of ignorance, jahiliya. To avoid this, we must constantly pray, Allahumma arrifni hujjatak, fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni hujjatak, dhalaltu an deeni. O Allah, make your argument known to me. For if you do not make your argument known to me, I will be misled from my religion. In this regard, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, no prophet ever became a prophet but through knowing our right and by exalting us over others. When prophecy, which is among the highest divine ranks, is acquired through this path, then can the secrets of Hajj be sought without walaya? Quran says, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whosoever enters it will be safe. Are those who have strong belief, those who have entered the strong fort of beliefs and are sincere towards Wilayat and Imamat. In reply to the meaning of the following verse, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. In it are signs manifest, for example, the station of Ibrahim. Whoever enters it attains security. This too is a bond between walaya and imamat. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, the general meaning is not meant here, as many of the atheists and wrongdoers entered, whence they are not safe. It is those who know us and are aware of the lofty position of Kaaba. These people, when they enter Kaaba, will be forgiven and protected in this world and the hereafter. Hajj is a vow with wilaya. Prior to the tawaf around the stones of Kaaba, our Imams alayhim as-salam have instructed us as such. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, people, they circled round the Kaaba 7 times, even in the era of ignorance. People are duty bound to perform tawaf around the Kaaba and then come to us and extend their love, loyalty and support to us. He then mentioned the words of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam from the glorious Quran, فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So fill the hearts of some among men with love towards them. Elsewhere, Imam alayhi salam says, by God it is us towards whom Ibrahim alayhi salam prays for the hearts to incline. The Almighty informs the location of the Kaaba to Prophet Ibrahim, instructs him to build it, and then says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرْ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And proclaim the pilgrimage among men. They will come to you on foot and mounted on every kind of camel, lean on account of journeys through deep and distant mountain highways. A very delicate point is to be noted here. Mentions Ya'tuk, that people must embark on this journey not towards us but towards you, as you are the Wali, the custodian at this time. Hajj is an introduction to approach Wali Asr, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. If the essence of Hajj is not to extend one's love, loyalty and support to the Imam of Time alayhi salam, then Mecca would be the same Mecca prior to Islam. The market around it would be the same. The Kaaba hosted with idols and drunkards circling around. This is the secret that differentiates between the Ibrahimi Hajj and the Hajj of the Age of Ignorance. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, these actions are like that of the era of Jahiliyyah. By God, people have not been obligated to Hajj, but to perform the rituals of Hajj, shave or trim their hair, and or clip their nails, to deliver the trust, visit us, portray their devotion, love and support to us. The Almighty in the glorious Quran says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. And complete the Hajj and Umrah in the service of Allah. In addition to the ahkam and teachings that the Hajj has to be for Allah, many reports mention that a complete Hajj is that wherein one meets the Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, says, تمام الحج لقاء الإمام. Completion of Hajj is meeting the Imam عليه السلام. Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام further says, إذا حج أحدكم فليختم حجه بزيارتنا لأن ذاك من تمام الحج. When you do perform Hajj, then know that one must end it by visiting us, because that is the complete Hajj. Yahya bin Yasar visits Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam after performing his Hajj. Imam welcomes him as such, Hajja Baytullah wa Zawwar Qabr Nabiyyi wa Shi'at Al Muhammad Hani'an Lakum. The Hajj of the House of Allah, the visitor of the grave of the Prophet, and O Shia, follower of the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, felicitations to you. The Almighty in the Holy Quran says, ثُمَّ الْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُزُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. Then let them complete the rites prescribed for them, perform their vows, and again perform tawaf of the ancient house. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, ثُمَّ الْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ is visiting the Imam. وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ is performing the manasik of Hajj. The most important task in Hajj is to align ourselves with the Imam. If the Imam alayhi salam does not wear the ihram, instead heads off to Kufa to fight oppression, one who remains in ihram is not a true muhrim, nor a mahram of the secrets of the Imam in whom the Imam could confide. For such people, the Almighty God is not reluctant to destroy the Holy Kaaba on their heads. Imam's presence in Hajj. you are embarking on a journey wherein the final ambassador of Allah is present too. It is by him and in the days of Hajj, takbir, which is saying Allahu Akbar, tahleel, which is reciting La ilaha illallah, tasbih, the glorification of the Almighty, ascends to the skies. You will breathe in an atmosphere and an environment wherein Yusuf of Fatima alayha salam breathes. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, people will not find their Imam. In the Hajj season he witnesses them, but they don't see him. Abu Muhammad Hassan, son of Wajna'i Nasibi, performed Hajj 54 times, hoping to meet the dear Imam alayhi salam. His wish was granted. Imam said to him, O Hassan, did you think that I was not aware of you? By God, every Hajj you performed, I was with you. The second representative of Imam al-Asr alayhi salam, in the minor occultation Muhammad bin Usman says, by God, Sahib al-Amr attends Hajj every year. He alayhi salam sees the people, knows them. People see him but do not recognize him. When asked, have you met the Imam? He replied, the last I saw him, he was by the sacred house of Allah and said, Allahumma anjizli ma wa'attani. O Allah, fulfill that what you have promised me. He further said that I saw the Imam hold the curtain of Kaaba by the Mustajar, the crack in the wall from wherein Imam Ali's mother Fatima bint Asad alayhim as-salam entered the Kaaba. Say, Allahumma antaqim min a'da'i. O Allah, you avenge my enemies. His dear associate is Prophet Khizr, who is with him. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, indeed Khizr attends the Hajj every year, performs every ritual of it, and he stands in the plain of Arafat and says Ameen to the du'as of the mu'mineen. Hajj is to meet the friend. The presence of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam in the Hajj season, especially in Arafat and Mina, has made some of those who love him meet him. Ali ibn Mahziyar Ahwazi traveled for Hajj 20 times with his only wish to be blessed with the ziyarat of the Imam alayhi salam. It was the 20th time his perfect Hajj was performed. His thirsty soul was quenched and enlivened after 20 years. Ayatullah Muhsin Amin Al-Amili Rahmatullahi Alayh traveled for Hajj, certain of Imam's presence in Mecca, Arafat, Mina and Mash'ar, stayed there for 7 years. After his 7th Hajj, holds the curtain of the Kaaba, pleads a lot until his wish is granted. Ibn Qawlawayh reported that the Imam alayhi salam was seen standing by Hajar al-Aswad. People were tussling to touch and kiss the stone. Imam alayhi salam said, they were not duty bound this way. The day of his blessed return and appearance by the Kaaba will be the day this bond between Kaaba and Walayats will be evident. Arrival from Kaaba. One of the other bonds is his arrival at Kaaba. Quran says, وَأَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ. And an announcement from Allah and His Messenger to the people assembled on the day of the great pilgrimage. Some reports say, يَوْمَ الْحَجِّ الْأَكْبَرِ is the day of His blessed return. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, indeed when Al-Qa'im will arrive, he will enter Masjid al-Haram facing the Kaaba, and against the Maqam he will offer a two-rakat prayer. He will then stand and say, O mankind, I am the remnant of Adam and I am the remnant of Muhammad. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, and Al-Qa'im will say on that day, he who talks about Adam, I am his successor. He who believes in Nuh, I am his successor. He who believes in Ibrahim, I am his successor. And he who believes in Muhammad, I am his successor. He will then summon his companions, and they, like butterflies, will cluster around him. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, he will stand between the rukn and the maqam and call, my commanders and my near ones, O those who Allah had saved for me before my return, to help me, come to me, hearken to my command, obediently. They will hear the Imam's call and will cluster. They will extend their allegiance to the Imam, and Hajar al-Aswad will be a witness. Among the actions that mu'mineen practice are performing Hajj, sending a Haji, performing Tawaf on behalf of the Imam is a noble action that has existed from the olden times. Reports too have certified the recommendation of this act, and so are visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Imams alayhimus salam on his behalf, offering prayers, reciting Quran, etc. are all signs of the true mu'mineen waiting for the promised return of the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. One of the associates of marhum Shaykh Rajab Ali Khayyat says, I visited him and said, God willing, I am setting off for Hajj. Any tips, instructions or reminders for me? He replied, from the day of your travel for 40 days, recite a lot. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqin wa akhrijni mukhraja sidq. Say, O my Lord, make my entry be an entry of truth, and my exit be an exit of truth. Maybe you are blessed to see him. He then continued, how is it possible that you be invited and you don't meet the host? Your mindset and thought must be to see the Imam alayhi salam.
Allahumma arini at-tal'ata ar-rashida wal-ghurrata al-hamida wakhal nadhiri bi nadratin minni ilayhi wa'ajjil farajahu wa sahhil makhrajahu. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وزيغا علي
Raha tafu'ani.